Now, this is what we've always known. Just that estrogen goes through the cell, goes into the nucleus, acts on estrogen receptor, causing cell growth. This action is blocked by tamoxifen. If that were the only way this would act, why do 50% of advanced ER disease not respond to first-line tamoxifen? You should, in theory, get 100% response, because if it blocks it, that should be it. And the reason for that is this. And I know this is the time when everyone says, where was the crossword? I mean, I think it's a heart sink moment, isn't it? Oh, gosh. Just one or two points on that. I'm not going through the individual pathways. We now know, or now beginning to recognize, that the nuclear pathway or the genomic pathway is not the only way estrogen acts. Estrogen also, we also have estrogen receptors in the cell membrane and the cytoplasm. And estrogen can act through them. What's even worse, maybe worse in a sense, is that tamoxifen has a blocking effect on this genomic pathway, but actually has a stimulatory effect on the non-genomic pathway, which is the cytoplasmic end. So almost the selective action that happens is it blocks the nuclear pathway, but it can stimulate the cytoplasmic or the membranous pathway, causing tumor proliferation and what is called endocrine resistance. This also, as a way of doing that, it also talks to, or if you like, stimulates the HER pathway, which I'll cover in a little bit, or the what is called as a tyrosine kinase receptor pathway. And this is called as an ER-HER crosstalk and is one of the ways how you get tamoxifen resistance. So fairly fundamental stuff, I think, in understanding.